and Alaska poet and artist Joan Navayak Kane recently made a three-day trip to King Island, part of a crowd-funded effort Kane designed to experience firsthand where her mother's family came from.
It was important for me to do it now because just to understand the place that was my mother's home as a child, and be able to talk to my mother with a real understanding of what it meant to move, to have to move to Nome, to have to move to Anchorage, sort of the complex choices that King Islanders had to make and continue to have to make.
Plans for the trip were more than a year in the making and included backup plans in case of weather, as well as Kane pitching a tent in her Anchorage yard during her spare time to practice for emergencies. Earlier this month, Kane and three other women of King Island descent left Nome in a chartered boat.
It took us 12 hours to get by boat over 90 miles from Nome, the small boat harbor, to King Island, involving Adam Bachman's boat, Anchor Point, and a dinghy that we had to get from ship to shore back and forth.
The group arrived near King Island at 3 in the morning and slept before ferrying equipment from the boat. Then for several hours, they carefully ascended from shore. Kane says that erosion and weather erased many of the pre-made steps and trails, which meant Kane and her companions were making decisions about where and how to go on the fly. She says concerns over safety and coordination were an educational experience.
There's nothing that actually stands in for going and making the trip firsthand and try to understand the complexity of the place and really deeply appreciating, one, how beautiful, absolutely beautiful the island is and the abundance of natural life there.
After several more hours studying the original settlement, the crew made their way carefully down to the boat before heading back to Nome. Kane says the difficulty of simply getting to and from King Island, along with the extremeness of the train itself, was one of the experiences that has stuck with her since her trip.
Well, I think one of the big things that was on my mind is with just the tremendous amount of technology and communication and strong relationship that our King Islanders had, people that were able to not only make this trip as part of their yearly life, but also were able to do it and sustain such a tremendous culture, complex language, you know, really sustainable, truly sustainable, a lifestyle on the Bering Sea.
Kane raised about $49,000 in individual and match-funded donations through the Hatch Fund organization for her trip. And